House Bill 1136, an act to clarify the approval authority for local accounts of the state treasurer and state auditor.
House Bill 1136 has had its second reading and is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. I've got about 10 things going on back here at once, and so you'll have to indulge me just a little bit. But 1136 is a bill that we come out with, and this has been a problem we've had, I guess, in state government. A lot of the agencies in South Dakota do what we call local accounts. Under the current statute, they are required to get permission from the state auditor and the state treasurer to open those accounts. The way this bill is currently written, it would take legislative audit to do that. They have to report every quarter an amount to the state treasurer and the auditor. If I stood here and read the checkbook balances out of my checking account to you, and just say it was $300.49, and it's $429.10, and $183.49, you wouldn't have any idea what I wrote those checks for. Not a clue. You wouldn't know if I was paying taxes, if I was paying for motel rooms, if I was buying fuel, if I was making house payments, if I was making car payments. And that's exactly what this does. They have to report the account amounts, but they don't have to report anything else. I think that's poor government policy. Madam President, if I could, I have an amendment that I need to get it passed out, though. If I could have a page.
The body will be at ease for just a moment.
Madam President, I would move to amend House Bill 1136. The amendment is 1136-OD, and I would waive the reading. I think everyone will have a copy.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on the Hutmacher motion.
Madam President, if I could. On page 2, line 5, if you'd look in the Daily Reader, what it does is add one sentence to this that says, the Auditor General shall provide assistance to the State Treasurer and the State Auditor if requested in respect to the supervision of any local accounts established pursuant to 443. What that really means is if the Auditor or the Treasurer makes a request to the Auditor General, in other words, to check an account that may be in a bank or check on a balance amount, see if there is an account there existing or if that account's been closed or whatever it is, that the Auditor General would do that. I think that just goes back to the duties of what the state treasurer really does and his constitutional authority and responsibility that he's been delegated to handle the state funds. And I would hope we could go on to pass the amendment and attach it to this bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Hutmacher motion. Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the Senate. Well, I would urge you to defeat the Hutmacher amendment. And I'm going to tell you why, if I could address both the amendment and the bill.
As granted.
Thank you. Several checks and balances are already in place over this procedure. No account may exist unless it's pre-authorized by the state treasurer and the state auditor. If some agency opens an account without prior authorization, it will come up the next time the Auditor General conducts an audit of that agency's operation. Agencies are indeed willing to provide periodic statements of account activity, and that willingness has been conveyed to the state treasurer, but the state treasurer has not deemed that that's sufficient to perform his custodial duties over the local accounts. So for any agency who might otherwise be unwilling to provide those statements, the amended version of 1136 contains a requirement that statements shall be provided to the state treasurer and the state auditor on a quarterly basis. Several distinct measures of accountability and control are in place. We need to stop and ask ourselves, how many more do we need? Even though this treasurer insists he won't need an extra people to carry out the tenets of 1136, with this amendment, I question that. And I question it for one reason. We already have an auditor general. We have a treasurer for a specific reason. There is no need to do this. We do not need two auditors. First of all, our state auditor general, which is, by the way, a legislative employee, has testified that the best way to get at any account is to follow the money. And that's indeed what the auditor general does. In terms of authority, wherever, if you adopted this amendment, you're really improperly delegating authority. We have a set pace, regulation, rule, and order for handling audits. And if we put this amendment in place, and it's not specific, if you read it, it just says the Auditor General shall provide assistance to the State Treasurer, if requested, with respect to the supervision of any local account established. You're not being true to what the legislature has set up with our employee. And if there is a need right now, a request can be made to the Government Audit and Operations Committee and or to the executive branch of the legislature. And that includes a request by the state treasurer. We don't need to abrogate our authority and enact this amendment. And I would urge the treasurer to go to a legislator or an e-board member, although I believe all the checks and balances are in place for the state treasurer to accomplish the state treasurer's job. Now, if we want to combine the position of auditor general and treasurer, then we should place a constitutional amendment on the ballot to do so. But we don't need to double up the duties of the state treasurer. He is not an auditor. I'd urge you to defeat this particular amendment and then go on to pass the bill.
Further remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Bogue.
Madam President, I have a substitute motion at the desk.
Motion.
And I would waive the reading. It has been distributed.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on the Bogue substitute motion.
Madam President.
Senator Bolt.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Senate, I apologize, this does not have a number at the top right-hand corner, but you will see that this one deals with an addition again to Section 3, which will require that the state treasurer and the state auditor will approve local drug buy accounts at the request of the Attorney General's office. And ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, these types of accounts are used by the Attorney General for the process of making, if you will call, flash money for their undercover agents, and also in the event that they actually do need to make a buy as part of a sting operation, they need to have this money available at very quick response times, and they need these accounts in various localities and across the state. We have documents showing that these accounts have been approved nearly every year that they've been requested from 88 or 87 to the present date. But it seems ludicrous to me that given the unique and single nature of these types of accounts, that they have to go through this formality process every single year to deal with the authorizations for these types of accounts. Clearly, there's no other avenue in state government that I'm aware of that would need the type of express authorization thus given by this proposed amendment. But certainly, the Attorney General's office with this process does need that unique status. And I would ask your support of the substitute motion and go on to support the bill then as amended.
Further remarks on the Bogue motion?
Madam President.
Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. And I don't disagree with the Bogue motion. I think that the auditor and the treasurer both agreed to this local account back in 1999. And I would just expect that if we do this, that the Attorney General would follow the statute that really gives him permission to set up this account, which is 3420B64. And the only thing in there, I think, it states that all disbursements from this fund shall be made on warrants drawn by the state auditor on vouchers approved by the Attorney General. And I would just expect that when those are done, that those warrants and vouchers would also be approved as any other state agency is supposed to do. The other thing I would hope that the Attorney General does is follow the other state law that says that no local accounts or no agency may set up and invest funds into a savings account or a CD that draws interest. And I believe there's one of those there also. And in response to, I guess, the original amendment, Madam Chair, if I may address the original amendment before this one.
It's granted.
In that case, I know Senator Evers said that the Auditor General did his job and everything was done, but I think there was some correspondence that took place between the Treasurer's Office and the Auditor General that between the Treasurer and the Auditor General, they had to notify in fiscal year 99 that there were a dozen accounts that legislative audit didn't find in their audit process that had been approved. So I don't think the Auditor General apparently didn't know about those or wasn't able to track those accounts, but he was given information by the Treasurer's Office, and I think that it's only prudent that we try to track state funds. And if he missed 12 of them in 1999, I have no idea how many were missed in fiscal year 2000 or 2001.
Further remarks, Senator Evers.
Thank you, Madam President. I do believe that we need to call a halt to this mudslinging, and what I call it is political mudslinging. It's easy to stand on the floor. In fact, Representative Mel Olson stood on the floor of the House this session and said, quote, angrily, this is what the reporter said, Mel Olson of Mitchell angrily accused the Janklow administration of, quote, criminal malfeasance by hiding money in bank accounts kept outside the state's main accounting system. At press conferences, we hear charges lodged. They're all untrue. If anyone has any problem, including Senator Huttmacher, especially Senator Huttmacher, he should contact our Auditor General. He can do that through the Audit and Operations Committee, or he can do that through the e-board, or he can find out through any audit that our Auditor General is presently making and clear up any concerns he would have about any of our state accounts. In fact, we spent a great deal of time in the Senate State Affairs Committee because charges were launched associated with this bill, that there were several unexplained accounts. And I quote from a letter provided by the Auditor General to the Treasurer that was provided to the Senate State Affairs Committee. Quote, I subsequently asked Mr. McGregor for the name of the bank and other information he had supporting his testimony so that we could determine whether such, quote, unknown accounts existed. I made this request pursuant to SDCL 1-27-31-3, which allows you, Mr. Butler, to disclose such information to us for the purpose of investigating such matters. Mr. McGregor provided the information to us and we reviewed the matter with the bank in question. The letter referred to in your testimony was dated April 10, 2000. We showed this letter to the bank officer who authored it and asked for an explanation. The bank officer told us that the 59 accounts referred to in the letter resulted from an alpha search using the word South Dakota, and that many of these accounts were for nonprofit organizations which have South Dakota in their organization names. She told us that this did not mean they had identified 59 accounts of the state of South Dakota. The bank officer also confirmed that they had included all accounts of the state of South Dakota on the bank confirmation we sent to them as part of our annual statewide audit. The confirmation for June 30, 2001 included 33 state of South Dakota accounts in this bank. The bank officer also told us they had they had established new requirements for state agencies to open local bank accounts. And he goes on, as a consequence of this major investigation, what we found out in Senate State Affairs is that there were three accounts. One was a coffee friend from the Revenue Department. One was a misnumbered account. Someone had switched the numbering of the last two numbers. And the third was a CD of the Treasurer's Office themselves, a CD tied with the Investment Council. It is so easy to stand here on the floor or in a committee or in a press conference and just throw out the allegation that they're unaccounted and criminally mishandled accounts associated with our state. And I find that borderline criminal in and of itself. You have all the access in the world to track down anything that you feel you need to find, Senator Huttmacher. And I would urge you to take advantage of the avenues that are open to you before you start throwing mud. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Bogue motion to amend. Senator Huttmacher.
Madam President, I really question Senator Everest's sincerity in this measure, because if you look at this, if the Auditor General could not find 12 accounts that were owned by state agencies through audit provisions in fiscal year 1999, I'm not sure how I'm going to find them by making the request to the Auditor General.
Senator Bogue.
Madam President, I don't believe that the comments are directed towards the pending substitute motion to amend.
If you would direct them to the pending Bogue motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would note the Majority Leader did not direct hers to the pending amendment either, but that's okay. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Bogue motion to amend. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Bogue motion to amend House Bill 1136. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion carries. Further remarks on House Bill 1136 as amended. Hearing none, the question be Senator Huttmacher.
Okay. We do have the amendment on now that says that the auditor and the state treasurer shall provide local accounts. I would just hope that the warrant and voucher system is followed as it's supposed to be in current state law that creates this account, and I would hope that we go on to make sure that this is done in the future and we can go on to pass the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1136. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1136. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
APA? Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick? Dennert?
No.
Dietrich Larry? Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
No.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
Ham,
Huttmacher, Cleven, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Staggers, Sutton, Simmons, Bitter, Valesky, Whiting.
Aye.
Senator DeHuick. DeHuick. Munson. Senator Munson. Senator Simmons. Senator Simmons. Simmons, aye. Madam President, ayes 27, nays 5, excused 3.
House Bill 1136 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title?
Madam President.
Senator Olson.
May I have a point of personal privilege?
That's granted.
I would just like to remind the body, based on the Majority Leader's comments, that just so you're clear, I'm no longer Representative Olson from Mitchell. I am Senator Olson from Mitchell, and I have never, ever done anything angrily in my life.